Bank of Cardiff. This is Patrick.
Hey, Patrick. It's Eric from NWD.
Yeah, hey, Eric. How's it going? Looks like you got my voicemail.
Yeah.
Let me go ahead and pull up your file real quick. You said it was NWD?
Yeah, NWD Inc.
NWD. Let me go ahead and get that up real quick. All right. How's it going, Eric?
Pretty good, man. How are you?
Not too bad. Things going. Just another Wednesday.
I understand that.
So, it looks like you got that voicemail. What is it you were looking to get? And we got equipment financing and working capital. Are you familiar with either of those?
Yeah, I'm a little familiar with both. I'm just looking at a few pieces of equipment.
Okay, perfect. We can get you covered on that. Are you familiar with, have you ever financed any equipment before?
Yes, I have.
Perfect. What did you end up financing before?
What piece of equipment?
Yeah.
Just a tractor.
Okay. What is it your guys' business does out there too, if you don't mind me asking real quick? I know on my file it says you guys do a little landscaping.
No, not really. We do, I guess you could say, land clearing, land leveling.
Okay, I see. So you guys work a lot with builders and whatnot then, getting site prep?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, all right. What type of equipment were you looking at bringing on right now?
Bulldozer and another tractor.
Okay, so you're looking on bringing on some new ones, or are you replacing the old ones you had?
They are going to be new.
Okay, nice. So new piece is definitely going to be probably more efficient than that old other one that you had?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, and you're going to be using that kind of for the same uses you were using that old one for, just kind of leveling, getting that site prep ready?
Yep.
Digging, whatnot with the tractor?
Correct.
Definitely. And are you going to be bringing on, are you looking to bring on any maybe new employees for this? Is it going to require, expanding the business a little bit too? Or, are you just looking to get that equipment?
No employees. I already have the employees. Just be bringing on the equipment.
Awesome. Sounds easy process then. Looks like we got, when were you looking to get in to buy?
Probably the next month.
Okay, so yeah, coming up pretty soon. Do you have a deadline you needed to buy? Like any work coming up, anything like that?
I'm probably gonna need it. I like to take care of it probably in about 3 weeks.
Okay.
But what are you thinking the rate would be on something like that?
Well, rates typically start in mid-single digits for the equipment. It just depends on a few other things like, credit, a few minor things like that. How would you rate your credit?
Credit is okay.
When's that's not bad too. We do have a few different credit programs. They work with credit tiers A to D, so even if your credit isn't too great, we still will be able to work something out with you. When's the last time you actually checked what your credit was?
It's been a while.
Okay, any ballpark on what it might be, or off the top of your head, or kind of no idea?
I have no idea.
Okay, that's fine too. Credit, yeah, that's one thing we have, and then time in business. How long have you been out there?
We've been around here for about 15 years.
Okay, nice. Sounds like you guys have been in that industry for quite a while. Then how'd you end up getting in there too?
It's just family business. Been doing it for a while, and just kind of taking it from there.
Okay, nice. So are you the 100% owner out there too, or do you are you any siblings, anybody like that running it with you?
No, I'm 100%.
Oh, nice. Yeah, so other than that, what's the overall health of your business? So you guys pretty profitable. How was your last year?
Last year was pretty good.
That's good. So sounds like business is going out there pretty well. Credit's all right. We'll probably be able to get you whatever equipment is you're looking for. How much does it cost too?
How much does what cost?
The equipment you're looking to bring in on, those tractors and everything.
Look, around $124,000.
Okay, and they're both new, you said?
Yeah.
And is that each, or just is that going to be for your total?
No, that's going to be my total.
Okay, and then do you have quotes or any invoices with those two, or is that just ballpark from you?
It's kind of like a ballpark.
Okay. Yeah. Well, with the application, when we go ahead and get that, I'll go ahead and I'm gonna need a quote or invoice, but we can go ahead and do all that without it too. But you know, we'll go ahead and have to circle back and get that. You know, before we end up getting that financing, getting taken care of for that equipment. Would that be able to? Would you? Is that something you'd be able to get for me though? A quote or invoice on one of those?
Yeah. Excuse me. Yeah. Yeah. I could definitely get that.
Definitely. Do you have a vendor you guys work with too? I mean, have you guys worked with them before, or who is it that you were looking at getting them with?
Yeah, the vendor that we work with usually is the company that sells the tractor, Ritchie Brothers.
Oh, nice. I think I've heard of them actually. Have you guys worked with them before then?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and they offer financing over there too, right?
Yeah, they do.
Okay, and I mean, have you applied? Like, where are you at in the process with them?
You know, we applied. We're just waiting to hear back from them.
Okay, right. Yeah, I'm kind of in that application process then.
Yep.
Did you guys have any down payment on that too, or is there one required? Or
oh, on the, you know, they haven't mentioned anything to me about that.
Oh, nice. Yeah, so it looks like you probably don't with that. And then, I mean, have you looked into financing before with equipment? I mean, have you, like, gone to your local bank or, you know, have you talked to anybody else?
Yeah, I'm actually shopping around.
Oh, nice. So who else is it you're shopping with?
Just some other companies. Got some other flyers in the mail. Just trying to see who's going to give me the best rate. So
yeah, definitely, definitely. Well, yeah, over here at Cardiff, we do have a match or beat policy. So, you know, we're pretty competitive with that, but we'll probably be able to get you taken care of and squared away. So, yeah, definitely probably be able to help you out with that. What's a good email? I could shoot you some info and the app over to Eric.
It would be Eric, NWD, at sbcglobal.net.
All right, so I got Eric, NWC at SBC Global.
Yep.
Perfect. And then I'll go ahead and shoot you over the app. That's what all we're going to need with this process right here for the equipment. But we keep it pretty simple with the application process. It's just a pretty straightforward one-page app. You know, pretty simple application, straightforward. And along with that, we're going to need 6 months bank statements and then your most recent tax return as well. So, yeah, I'll go ahead and shoot you over that email. If I don't, when's a good time you think you'll be able to get that back to me, too?
I don't know. I mean, I still didn't get my question answered. Just trying to figure out when the rate, what the rate is.
Oh, about the rate? Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, it's just a few things we take into consideration. You know, I asked you about your credit. Sounds like your credit's all right. You told me a little bit about the amount and everything for the equipment. It just really depends on your bank statements, you know, like how the business actually looks on paper and then, you know, what it is you're specifically looking to do with it. I know we talked a little about that, but, you know, just to get a specific term, some hard numbers for you, we got to, you know, actually get that application in. That way we can see how you guys do look on paper, you know, what exactly you're looking to do with it and, you know, whatnot. So that way we can see what program you do actually qualify for, because we do have a few different programs that we do offer. So,
okay. Well, I mean, how long have you been doing this for, Patrick?
Bank's been around for 12 years, actually. So,
okay. But how long have you been doing this for?
Me personally, I've been around with the company for, going on about a year now, so you know I'm still pretty new, but you know I got a little experience under my belt. But
sure. So within that year, have you had anybody that's in my similar situation?
Yeah, just looking for some equipment.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, definitely for sure. I mean, equipment
with
financing. Go
with
ahead.
With okay credit though.
Yeah, definitely. Equipment financing is our bread and butter. So you know we work you know with all sorts of people looking to get equipment. We have all sorts of different programs. Work with all sorts of different credit tiers, A to D. You know we do finance a lot. You know that's our bread and butter. So you know we definitely have a lot of experience with that. And yeah, with your situation, I mean, okay, credit. You know, business sounds all right.
Hey, Patrick.
Go ahead. Yeah.
So you've helped somebody out, right, with a similar situation?
Yeah, for sure.
And did they end up getting it with you?
Yeah, they did. We ended up getting them. They were looking to bring on, it was actually two tractors for a little business out in Utah. They were looking at bringing on two tractors. It was about $150K for each. It's about $300K altogether. And we ended up, it was a big business out there in Salt Lake. They had okay credit. It had been around for about the same time. It was a family-run business. We ended up getting them both tractors they wanted. They had a quote for us. We, you know, real simple process. We ended up getting through that whole process funded. You know, situation was almost, you know, identical to your situation just from the, you know, brief conversation we've had today. But, you know, it was about a 2.5-3 week process for all that to go ahead and get funded for them. They needed it soon. It was in the summer, about end of last year, and they ended up getting that done. They ended up making a lot more money off of it. Their return was, you know, it was a very good investment for them. So, you know, definitely we'd be able to help you out.
Okay, well, that's great. So what was the rate that they got?
The rate that they ended up getting was 9%, actually. So I don't remember the exact payback that they did have, but it was, you know, they did, you know, have a pretty big, you know, a lot larger term and, you know, everything than you're looking for, but.
Okay, so around 9% is probably what I'm looking at.
Yeah, I mean, somewhere around there. Mid-single digits is typically what we like to start out with those equipment, but, you know, it does depend on what program you do exactly qualify for. How long, you know, how long were you looking at bringing the loan on for? You know, we do 2 to 5 year loans with those equipment, so we do monthly payments as well with those. I'm not sure. I know you said you financed some equipment before. How what were your payback options on that, too? Are you still paying that off, too, or do you get that all paid away?
I don't have any current loans out right now.
The equipment that you did finance in your past, you told me you got a tractor before.
Yeah. What about it?
You guys got that all paid off then? I mean,
yeah, it's all done.
Okay, yeah, was that a good experience with you guys then? I mean, like, how was that? Do you end up getting a lot of return back for that?
Yeah, it was a good experience. We needed it, so we had
to buy definitely. It. I mean, and yeah, if I mean, it's you're gonna need it for business, and it's gonna help you make money. Then definitely, you know, something you should bring on, but. I mean, what were you looking at, I mean, like, ballpark for, you know, your payback plan? Were you looking to go on more of a short-term loan or long-term? Like, what plans were you kind of looking at getting for yourself?
I guess it really just depends. I want to know what my options are.
Right, you know, just kind of seeing what programs see you actually do qualify for.
Yeah, see what's out there and then see what works best for my business.
Yeah, definitely. That's, you know, the best way to do it too. You don't want to get in a situation you wouldn't be able to make the business profitable with.
Alright man, well, send me that email.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and shoot that over right now. If I don't get it back, when's a good time I could call back with you too?
Give me a couple days.
Alright, a couple days. I'll go ahead and shoot it over right now, but thanks for your time and thanks for returning my call, Eric.
Alright man, no problem. Thank you.
Yep, thank you.
Bye.